Don't shift your weight. Don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
Hello and welcome to March Madness. I'm Sarah.
I'm Hannah, and this is the world's only March Madness-style Brad Pitt-themed podcast, where we're pitting every one of Brad Pitt's movies against one another in a quest to find the ultimate Brad. That's not happening this week, though. This week is a mini-episode, and it's really not even a mini-episode so much as like a look forward.
A look into the future.
Ooh.
Future. So our season finale is next week. It is Wednesday. It is the day before Thanksgiving, so you can take it home to your friends and family.
Let them know. Say, hey, I'm listening to this really cool podcast about Brad Pitt, and then you don't have to talk about politics.
Yeah, every time your uncle starts saying something racist, we'll first call him out and then be like, hey, uncle, I have something funny to talk about.
I was listening to this podcast, and because everyone, like we've said many times on this podcast and with the intro episode and stuff too, everyone has something to say about Brad Pitt. Even people who pretend they don't know or care about celebrities recognize Brad Pitt.
It's true. Everyone's got something to say.
Yeah, he's like kind of like a bridge between worlds.
Yeah, be like, hey, what do you think about Fight Club? Although we haven't talked about it yet, so like,
hey, what do you think about 1994's Dark Side of the Sun? Except that was in the 80s. I was trying to think of what Brad was in 1994, and I totally blanked out.
Say, hey, racist uncle, what do you think about gimp suits?
I bet you he's into it.
Racist uncle, has a dolphin ever taught you how to swim?
Racist uncle, have you ever seen Happy Feet 2? See, when you're like, when they're talking about how global warming doesn't exist.
It'd be like, yo, have you seen Happy Feet 2?
Happy Feet 2, let's watch that shit right now. And I'll then go see you. Call Me By Your Name with your family.
I'm so mad that comes out on Thanksgiving.
We'll discuss.
What is the big idea? We just wanted to like let you guys know about the schedule moving forward and like
what the big idea is.
What's the big idea?
So as we know, next season two, we move into the second tier of the bracket. Mm-hmm. Where we're getting all the movies that got buys, you know? You're probably listening to this podcast and you're like, why haven't they fucking watched Fight Club yet? Where's Seven?
Because it's a tiered system. I mean, I guess we should probably talk about the bracket a little bit because it's been a while since we talked about it. I don't know shit about sports, and I was really confused when Jack set up the bracket for us because I was like, I don't know what's a buy.
What's this?
And like basically, you know, when they ranked it, so when we ranked it, we compared the scores from Letterboxd and Rotten Tomatoes. And it's like kind of the small fry go first because you don't want a small fry to get knocked out immediately. Like if we started with Fight Club and we put it up against, you know, Across the Tracks, Across the Tracks wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah.
So you put the small fry up together up first. So with round two, we're going to start getting into the big boys.
Yeah, the good ones.
The big, I know we've got like The Big Short, Burn After Reading,
Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, so like a lot of the more heavy-hitting name brands.
Yeah, the ones that when you're like March Madness and people are like, oh, like this movie?
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't watched it yet.
We're not there yet. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We put in so much legwork for this.
I know.
Like we got so many shitty movies out of the way. And I'm excited too. So when we come back, we're going to do kind of like a comprehensive episode talking about like what we've learned so far.
Yeah.
Just kind of an introduction.
An intro to Bradness. Bradness 101.
Yeah. Because you guys are like the diehards. You're the loyal fans. And we want to like kind of have a starting point, like a good jumping in point for people that are new to the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to release that like in conjunction with a main episode or if it's going to be
its own thing. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. But I know one change that we are going to make moving forwards is there will be no more mini episodes.
I know you guys are so sad, but also none of you sent us emails about movies Brad Pitt should have been in.
Yeah.
So it's your own damn fault.
If you liked them, you should have said something. I feel like the feedback we got was like kind of neutral. Like I don't think people were really excited for the mini episodes.
Yeah.
And
you,
like,
you listened to them and I really appreciate that. But like the return on investment, like personally.
Yeah.
Was not great.
It's pretty low. We had to fish through a bunch of movies because we really like dedicated ourselves to the task, and then we would have to record, and then they came with illustrations, and they were a big deal.
Yeah, there. And then it's like, oh god, this whole week that I thought that I was going to be able to dedicate to, you know, sourcing movies or like breathing, was like, oh, I have to think of a movie Brad Pitt should be in. And then you'd watch a bunch of movies that you think you thought like, Brad Pitt should be in. Right. And you're like, Brad Pitt shouldn't be in Fast and Furious. Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. So, and also I feel like we've gotten through him. Like, I can't think of any more movies Brad Pitt should have been in. That's it.
Yeah, that's
although
all.
We did watch, what did we watch that he should have been? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
But he even shouldn't because Channing is perfect.
Yeah, so those are going away, but that means that we're going to have more time to dedicate and focus on the major pittings.
Yeah.
So I think that the main episode format is going to be a little longer. Not a ton. I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of into the, like, I feel like 45 minutes.
45 minutes is the perfect podcast length.
Yeah.
And any of you McElroy brothers who have a podcast that's longer than 45 minutes, you got to stop. Cut it down.
Did you say McElmore brothers?
It's a McElroy.
Yeah, no, agreed.
The McElmore brothers, Mr. and Mrs. McElmore.
So, yeah, that means we're going to get to focus more on the good stuff that you love.
Yeah, but some other stuff. I kind of want to, this is just shooting off the cuff. I'm not making any promises, but I do want to start adding supplemental blog posts and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we could do more easily by getting rid of these mini episodes.
I think so. I really like the idea of doing long form essays on Brad Pitt.
Yeah, definitely. I really, really, my little film school hands are like, please let me write this paper about Fight Club. Please.
Can I? Pick me. Yeah.
Oh, I have so much to say.
I really like more supplemental content. I like digging a little deeper. Like, some of these movies, there's just not a lot to say because they're shitty movies and they're kind of mediocre brats. But
now we're getting really good stuff.
I know. There's a lot. There is so much to say about things like Fight Club, etc. Like, I'm...
Seven, Happy Feet 2. Troy, even. I'm excited to dig deeper into Troy.
I am, too.
That's what I'm really excited for.
I am, too. Yeah, so we're going to be rewatching. Like, I don't know if you're wondering about that, but when a movie is going up against something that we've already seen, we're going to rewatch it just to really have it be fresh in the memory and to find the extra stuff.
Yeah, we got to... It went through, and it's going to play again, and we have to reanalyze that. First round, kind of basic, you know, getting warmed up.
Yeah.
Troy... had it's fought through and you're like, cool, sounds good. But now we're gonna get into deeper analysis and deeper understanding of like what exactly Brad is doing, more specifics.
Right. Now that it's not fighting against some lame movie, like it's gonna have to be analyzed deeper.
Yeah.
Dig deep.
A deep dive.
My alma mater. And we're gonna take a break after this because it will be Thanksgiving and then it'll be Christmas. And I don't know about you, but
then it's my birthday.
And then it's your birthday, the most important holiday of all.
Mm-hmm.
I think us hardworking lady podcasters deserve a little R&R.
Yeah.
A little vacay.
I want to draw a picture sometime.
Yeah, it would be nice to have some free time. yes, but we'll be back on January 3rd, the first Wednesday after the new year.
March Bradness, 2018.
And it's going to be a good time. It's
going to
be a
fun.
Good time. I don't know. I feel like... Let's talk about it. It's been a journey.
It's been a journey.
We registered the domain a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a full year of planning and implementation. I know we didn't launch until March, but we spent a lot of those cold winter months recording and planning and watching. And I've learned a lot.
Yeah, like, definitely.
It's come a long way.
Definitely.
And I'm sure we'll talk about this more in like the intro episode.
The recap.
Of 2018. Yeah, do a little recap. But like... I don't know. I think we've gotten a lot better and
I'm feeling better about my ability as a podcaster.
Absolutely. I think I don't know. I'm kind of thinking of this season as like the prequel.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting started.
March Bradness.
Here. March Bradness 2018.
Trademark registered capital.
1990 whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
so good stay stuff. Tuned.
Stay tuned. Don't leave us, please.
stay tuned.
Will be making a huge ruckus upon the re-release.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be great.
And we're going to be making a huge ruckus next week for Contact versus...
Cutting Class.
I'm really excited. We haven't even seen this yet.
I'm so stoked. Brad Pitt High School Slasher.
This Slasher movie? Does he flash it?
No. High school.
Not cool.
Brad Pitt slasher movie.
That's going to be great. I really hope he is the slasher. And I kind of think he is.
I think
he's
so.
He's on the cover looking a little slashy.
But maybe he got slashed. Maybe this is another one of those movies where it's like Brad Pitt's in this movie and then he's like not actually really in the movie.
Oh, he's on the cover. He's got to be. I don't care it's if true. Brad Pitt is holding the knife or if he's bleeding, but either way, I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
And we're going to be putting together a little video about our time in LA.
It's going to be really fun. You're going to see our beautiful shining faces. You're going to see an elephant.
You are going to see an elephant.
It's going to be really good.
Slow me. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
I think that covers it. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. We're on Twitter, March Bradness, Facebook, March Bradness, Instagram, March.Bradness, and then, of course, MarchBradness.net, our website. There you can share us on LinkedIn, you can see our mini episodes and our illustrations, and you can contact us at contact@marchbradness.net.
Please share us on LinkedIn. I think that is the funniest
joke. It's so good.
Underutilized. You could be like the star of your LinkedIn.
Yeah. Who uses LinkedIn anymore?
Give a little boost to your career. Yeah. Your boss definitely will thank you. He's going to walk into your, or she is going to walk into your office and shake your hand and say, Sunny, that was the funniest content I've
ever That was the greatest podcast I ever heard. Also on the website, you can view the brackets. So you can see what's coming up, what's happened.
You can make predictions.
You can make predictions. You can vote. I don't know how to see the votes, but you can do it.
Do it.
That's all I got to say.
Interact with us. Our ears and hearts are wide open. I'm just sitting here refreshing my inbox all day.
Click, click.
Hello?
Real.
Hello?
Stop it. With that, I want to leave.
Well, have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week for the season finale.
Okay, bye.